there's a guy who has been leading the revolution in trying to fight obesity, trying to change eating patterns. And Sarah had a chance to meet him. Are you there,
Hi.
Sarah? Hi, how are you?
Good.
I didn't want to say his name. I wanted to let you say his name. This is Sarah Parker, who goes to Pittsburgh Obama. And tell us a little bit about what your experience has been so far.
Oh, my God. My experience has just been amazing right now. I mean, like, for example, on the bridge party, it was incredible. I was talking to a group of delegates, and they all spoke French. But the coolest part was one was Japanese, one was British, and a couple were actually from France. So it's like, and then I spoke French too. And it's like when we were all speaking French, but you could pick up on the different, like, you know, Japanese French, British French, English French, like the just that accent. And it was just amazing because we were all speaking the same language, but like you could kind of tell, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, we think that it's going to be our language, English, that connects everybody. But in this case, it's French that's connecting everybody. And French sounding very different depending on whose French it is. That had to be kind of neat. Now, you made it over to Phipps Conservatory on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And you had a chance, and I watched your video, and I was so thrilled seeing this. Can you explain who you got to meet and question?
Thursday morning, I got to go to a press conference where there was Jamie Oliver and Kate Robinson, and there was the mayor, and a bunch of other really cool people that I got to meet. And basically, it was just like an intro to One Young World and Food Revolution. And it was just so cool being there. And
and you were there.
You
were there with Latiana Russell, from Pittsburgh Obama. And I'm so thrilled that you had a chance to meet and talk with Jamie Oliver, because both of you were involved in the Student Nutrition Advisory Council. Kids at Pittsburgh Obama.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, not only did we get a Food Nutrition Council, we got a salad bar, and we got to start like a garden club where our school is starting a club where like a group of kids will like grow a garden in like our backyard.
It's just amazing. And I've had the pleasure, actually I haven't been to the new building yet, but Pittsburgh Obama is not a building, it's a family, it's a community of kids.
It really is. I mean, we're so like affected by each other, whether we know it or not. We're just a tight-knit community. I just think that's amazing. Whenever something affects someone, it affects all.
Yeah, and the fact that you guys were so curious and interested about fixing nutrition issues at your school to make it better for students, and had a chance to meet international nutrition superstar Jamie Oliver, to me is just, it's great.
Awesome. Because it was funny, because we were, like, during YMAP, you know, when we were doing the project, you know, Ms. Hart was asking us, you know, if you get, like, a celebrity, like, who would you, know, get as, like, your advisor? And we're like, everyone said Jamie Oliver. And so to meet him was just, like, amazing.
No.
And also, this year's ninth grade, class is doing the same project to keep improving school lunches. So they're going to use me as, like, an advisor, so I can use, like, all the information from J.B. Oliver and, like, other sources I've met here to help them, you know, succeed even further in our project.
Well, terrific. Now, what are you going to be working on for your stories today?
Today, I really want to do a column about, you know, meeting the different delegates and how, like, you know, amazing and cultural it is. You know, like, you can just, like, walk down the street and you meet, you know, a woman from Brazil and you talk about the two different cities. And I really want to do an article on the break session from yesterday. I went to the Obama debate, which actually turned way more intense than planned, I think. But it was just incredible, like, learning experience. To hear all the different, like, opinions from people not from the U.S.
Oh, that's great. And you're only about halfway through it. There's so much more to come.
Oh, I know. And I'm so excited.
I'll see you a little later today. Anything else you wanted to say, Sarah?
I don't know. I think it's just, you know, been so amazing. And I'm just so honored to be here. And, just meeting all the different people. Like, I'm just, like, friending, like, everyone on Facebook and, you know, keeping in touch with everyone. And it's just been an amazing experience.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Sarah. And you can let folks know. We'll talk with some more kids throughout the show if anybody else would like to talk this
sure.
morning. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
That's Sarah Parker from Pittsburgh, Obama. And there you have it, Cornell High School.